Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. A Shelby County farm family is making their living on a farm that has a diversified mix of traditional crops and livestock and a farm market. Matt Geisig, who owns and operates Mulberry Orchard, says their operation expanded to include a farm market 9 years ago.
We have a traditional farm as far as beef cattle, corn, soybeans, and then we also have an apple and peach orchard that we started back in 2010 with an on-farm market. We do the agritourism stuff with pumpkins and stuff in the fall. And then we also do some farmers markets and provide apples and stuff for schools in the surrounding counties.
Geisig says much of their customer base comes from the Louisville area.
We're right outside, 30 miles outside of Louisville. A lot of the people don't get out on farms. So coming out to our farm, experiencing the farm, you know, seeing animals, getting to go pick apples, pick a pumpkin, that kind of stuff. You know, families enjoy coming out and doing that kind of stuff.
He says those who visit the farm enjoy knowing the story behind their food.
They also enjoy knowing where their food comes from. It's really neat. We are able to supply several schools with our apples, and it's fun when the kids come out to the farm with their parents and say, hey, we had your apples, you know, it's lunch today for school. And there's a difference buying local.
We'll have more in a moment.
Farming in Kentucky has seen dramatic changes over the past century. New technologies, new practices, new ways of bringing products to market. In the midst of these changes, the future of Kentucky agriculture demands that tomorrow's farmers be educated in the field and in the classroom. As we commemorate our 100th year of service, Kentucky Farm Bureau proudly supports giving young farmers the tools, skills, and knowledge they need for success. Why Farm Bureau? Because education ensures a brighter future for all Kentuckians. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Mulberry Orchard owner Matt Geisig says he added the farm market to replace tobacco.
I'm a first-generation farmer, but my wife comes from several generations. And we enjoyed the farm life. We wanted to figure out a way to make a farm work. We'd raised tobacco to try to do that. And looking at the tobacco market, we kind of saw the writing on the wall that this may not be a long-term way to support the family. And so we were looking for something small that we could do on our acreage.
He adds having his family on the farm is important.
I got kids that are 7 and 10. They love going out and feeding cows and picking apples. They help us wash apples and sort apples. They enjoy the lifestyle just as much as my wife and I do. And it's great seeing them being able to grow up in that atmosphere.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.